This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So the Falcons preseason finale is tonight in Dallas. That is why Bo is coming to us remote today. But soon enough, we will be starting the regular season. We're playing the Bucks, and they've got some injuries going on. They plan to activate wide receiver Chris Godwin off the PUP list, have him on their 53-man roster to start the season, but only to begin his ramp-up process for games, not to immediately play in them. He is unlikely to play until October since he's recovering from a fractured ankle that he suffered in Week 7 against the Ravens last season.
He is just such a difference maker and has been in tandem with Mike Evans and a lot of their other playmakers. They always seem to find offensive playmakers, whether it be, you know, Bucky Irving or Kate Otten or, you know, just keep going back. So, it's unfortunate for him, but it's a win for the Atlanta Falcons as you look towards Week 1 because that's a massive, and I mean massive, Week 1 matchup with Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, and you know, the Godwin thing is you talk about finding talent. That guy was kind of left for – his career was kind of left for dead, and he revitalized himself in Tampa the year before Tom Brady got there. And now the way he's talked about I say this, and it's going to sound kind of screwed up, but, I mean – hopefully he misses the game he plays against us, and it takes him, you know, a few weeks to get ramped up, because when their receiving core is going to be is at full strength, the way it looks right now, it's scary.
Well, and the other guy we're probably not going to have to face is left tackle Tristan Wirfs. He's also going to start the season on the 53-man roster, but he's on a similar return to play timeline as Chris Godwin.
Somehow it's even more massive that he's missing that game as opposed to Chris Godwin. And I realize what Chris Godwin is. Guys, Tristan Wirfs, if you don't pay attention, is a top three left tackle in the NFL without question. I mean, the guy has played at an unbelievable level over the last couple of years. So obviously, you know, gets dinged up, going to miss that Week 1 matchup. They're going to have to shuffle things at least for a week or two as they sort of ramp him back up. But he's one of those guys that is a complete difference maker. And when you talk about how huge this Week 1 matchup is, like I just did, everything matters, man. All the matchups matter, and any kind of leg up you can get against the competition in Week 1 absolutely matters. And you're not going to see them again till December. So I'm sure both those guys will be back by then. But, you know, winning that matchup starting off the season and, you know, trying to get to first place in the division early could be a huge deal.
Well, and you want to start the season. I mean, that's the best way to start the season. Worse is, you said it, but he's an absolute freak. I think he's the guy that can jump out of the pool.
Oh, wow.
I believe it.
Yeah, he can be standing in, I don't know how deep of water because he's like 7 foot tall, but he can jump out of the water onto the, whatever around the course, around the pool, the concrete there. He's an absolute freak. It could kind of boost the morale of our pass rush in week one if we could get home because of the absence of a guy like that.
Well, and speaking of things that will affect week one, we kind of have an update on Caleb McGarry, kind of. He's going to miss time, has a leg injury, maybe getting a second opinion. That's about all we know at this point, but we still have to get to week one. As far as the preseason game tonight, what other things are you guys kind of looking for?
Yeah, it's an update without an update. That's essentially what it is. It's like just hammering home what we already knew. And look, I mean, you talk about the Tampa game, it's like they're looking at us going, oh, they could be without Darnell Mooney. We'll see. Caleb McGarry set to miss time. You know, oh, yeah. They're like, hey, maybe we're without Chris Godwin, Trifton Worth, but so are they. You know what I mean? Our version of it, at least here in Atlanta.
Right.
And not that Caleb McGarry is even close to being what Tristan Wirfs is, so we'll see. But, I think that obviously looking tonight, you do wonder about, what happens at the right tackle spot, and we'll keep our eyes peeled for Elijah Wilkinson to possibly get reps there. I know that those reps, be it, I don't know, Bo, what, two series if he does play, are going to be graded extensively by Falcons fans that are watching with a close eye, because I think I'll be doing the same thing. Like, sit down. Move. Oh, nice work. Good pass set. It's going
to
be interesting.
Well, I like to think that you'll have a little bit more in depth than some of the people I've seen breaking it down. It's big. Mike, you can answer this more than me. Isn't the most important thing tonight just for him to kind of get a feel and get comfortable? He knows what he's supposed to do. He kind of, you know, we see if he could do it on the left side, we know he can do it on the right side. I'm not saying he'll be as good. I'm just saying as far as the knowledge and the where it all of what his job is and how to do it, but it's getting comfortable doing it. Maybe he's better at it from the right side. That's something you brought up. We remember the Senior Bowl with Connerly, I think it was, and
yeah. He
goes from left to right, and he's completely just thrown off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't tonight the most important thing, no matter what you see, and you as a fan you think you see, that you're just trying to get him reps and comfortable? I think they might, unless he just goes out and falls flat on his face, I think they kind of have an idea of what they're getting in him if they have to use him at right tackle.
Yeah, I mean, what I always kind of, you know, if for people out there that have never done it, and I would say, you know, 99% of people listening have probably never taken a pass set on a defensive end that's you know, locking into a speed rush. But I always, you know, when you talk about switching sides, just from a very basic, simplistic standpoint, go to a heavy bag, like a boxing bag, and hit it with your strong hand and then hit it with your weak one and see how different it feels.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a massive difference. Your arms look the same, right? And you might look at it from the outside and go, oh, it's just your left arm. But just in terms of muscle memory, coordination, function, everything else, it can be completely different. You have to kind of reinvent yourself as you move along the offensive line with the way you do things. When I moved to left guard, I knew that I had a stronger right hand. So I would sort of overset to more towards the outer third of the pass rushers to try to funnel them back into my right arm. And it was like, that's my stronger arm. Why would I not want that to be funneled back in? And so that's just one of the things. Maybe you're quicker to kind of pivot your hips on the right side or the left side. So he's going to be going through it. And I'm sure that flipping it over, the head's going to be spinning, but in the end, he'll be able to get it done.
Not to make it about me, but I simply switched chairs today because Bo isn't here. And I can see Dylan's beautiful face now on this side of the studio. But I'm completely backwards today, and that's simply just switching where I'm sitting today.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, the first thing is going to be defensive identification. you know, and just communicating on that side. But obviously he won't have Chris Lindstrom next to him mm-hmm. tonight, even if he does play. And so, you know, that'll be kind of the first thing it starts with. It's going to be like, oh, I'm over here. Everything that I thought was this way, I'm looking at this way. So to flip it in your mind, if that's all he gets done tonight, if all he does is take a step forward tonight in terms of just flipping the way they identify defenses, massive, massive step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So, and look, we don't know that Elijah Wilkins is going to be that guy, you know, in terms of what you see against Tampa week one. I would just think with everything we've seen with Jack Nelson getting all the reps and then him flipping over when Caleb Maguire got hurt in practice Wednesday, it just makes a lot of sense. And I do think that he has the most upside in terms of ability. So maybe you look at the waiver wire, but I don't think with what I've seen from Elijah Wilkinson, Bo, and what I know it would take to get a guy up to speed in 1 week off the waiver wire, I simply think that he's the best option at this point.
Well, and I also don't think people don't realize this magic, this knight in shining armor to save the Falcons right side of the offensive line is, where do you think he is at? You think he's just sitting out there and there's 31 other teams that haven't noticed that he's alive and well and willing to come play? It just doesn't exist. You're not going to, you know, like, he's my guy, but Mr. Yo's like, I don't understand what people are, you know, why are people reluctant to understand that, you know, this is why Jake Matthews is on the left side. That's an apples to oranges situation. Jake Matthews was drafted. He was always eventually going, Mike, you were on the team. You can speak on this better than me. He was always eventually going to probably slide to left tackle, but it expedited the situation. When Sam Baker gets hurt in a preseason game, it was another injury for Baker. He had went through numerous injuries in his career. This is the first one for McGarry that's might be a major injury. And you also just re-signed McGarry or extended him for another few more years. You're not.
That's the overarching thing. That's the extension is the overarching thing when you look at it. You're not going to sign an extension then go find him a suitable replacement that's going to play at his level 2 weeks later. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to give up the draft capital. He's eventually going to be back in the fold, and he's going to be playing right tackle. I mean, it's just you're paying him the money to do that. So you're not going to spend draft capital that you've already spent a ton of over the next couple of years or whatever else it may be. Now, I was asked this question, Bo, and I want to get your take on it. With some of the depth you have, you feel like you have at other positions, is there a player for player available out there, which we've seen a couple of times this week? I don't know the answer to that one.
Well, again, so now you get into this robbing to one to help the other, and I just don't. So you're gonna spend all this effort, and just hear me out. I know you're not gonna say this position. You're gonna spend all this effort to build your defensive depth. You know, like on the edge, and then you're gonna say, well, I'll give you Leonard Floyd for so and so. No, I don't think so. And also, you know, if I'm whatever team. I don't know. I don't know because, look, I don't. You're the one that tells me all the time, and I believe you because you're right. How many rookie edge rushers come in the league and get 12 sacks? Micah Parsons. Okay,
that's
who
pretty
else?
Pretty much it.
I mean, I think T.J. Watt might have had like 8 or something. I'd have to look it up. But so I need Abicades, a veteran, savvy pass rusher that gets me 6 sacks a year. Also, I don't know what happens to injuries. And look at this. Well, what about, you know, the receiver room's full. Yeah, I'm sure someone is just dying to trade a starting right tackle for Jesse Matthews or David Sills. Not realistic.
Here's what I'll say. I don't think anybody's going to trade a starting level. But at this point, here's the sobering fact that we all need to come to grips with. You need a swing tackle. Either way you slice it, right now you need a swing tackle, and we don't have that. That guy is not on this roster.
Okay, but well, yes, because you're replacing two guys right now.
Exactly.
With McGarry being down.
Yeah.
But the reality is there anybody out there I'm trading for better right now than Elijah Wilkinson? And what did we find our swing tackle right now on the waiver wire?
Yep. Week four, I believe it was.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to trade a depth position to out of a panic, and then now I'm weakening two spots.
When you have a chance to weigh in on tonight's game, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons postgame brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons postgame this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, coming up next on this show, it's been a heated debate, but the SEC has made a decision, and it's fair or foul Friday, a little bit early today. Fair or foul, Raheem and Terry have at least had a conversation about moving Matthew Bergeron. Think about it. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey app.
The Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Does anyone else just think of Guitar Hero when you see this?
You know this. I have a lot of songs in the repertoire that I think of about Guitar Hero and Rock Band, but this is not one of them.
No?
I don't know why. Is there a movie that this one's associated with, Bo? I know you've got one in the back of your mind.
No, I mean, this is not off the top of my head. This is Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just I used to listen to this album start to finish, so it reminds me of like high school.
I'm thinking of like Blades of Glory or something. I don't know.
When I think of just going back to the Guitar Hero real quick, my favorite song to play on Guitar Hero was always "Slow Ride, Take It Easy." That was always mine.
You know who sings that, Dylan?
Absolutely not. I just remember the song. Remember playing it.
Yeah, right, that's a movie. That's Fog Hat, by the way. But Dazed and Confused is that song is very good in that movie.
My Rock Band song that I always think of is Coheed and Cambria. I don't even remember the name of the song, but I used to just play the crap out of that song on Rock Band, just jamming. Just, you know, I used to have the microphone stand set up to the drums.
Yeah.
Just killing it, man. Just killing it. Those were the times, man. Those were the days. Lord of mercy.
By the way,
ding.
It is Sports ding. Radio 92.9 The Game, The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment. Coheed and Cambria, though, isn't every single song like 20 words? Like, it's never just a simple title. It's
is
not
it Welcome
like,
Home? I'm trying to think of the name of the Coheed and Cambria song. I feel like it's like Welcome Home or I don't know. Y'all think of, I'm sure that there's somebody in their car right now going, you idiot. Obviously.
It's like 10 speed of God's blood and burial. Like the,
yeah.
It's never just like love
just
sucks.
Like those random lyrics. Like, yeah. You're like, is this supposed to make a sentence? I don't even know what this guy's talking about.
I don't even know how they'll put that in the video game menu.
Good
like
music,
how
though,
you
man.
Select it. It would be such fine print on there when you're selecting it.
So yeah. Welcome Home was their song that was on Rock Band.
Okay. There you go.
They had a few other songs that were in some like a video game. A Favor House Atlantic was on the MLB 2K9.
I mean, those games really made you feel like you could play musical instruments.
I know, man.
But they were
just
buttons.
I was Elton John. You know what I mean? Like for just a minute, for just a window in time.
Well, a big decision has been made. It's been a heated debate for a long time. The SEC has decided that they are going with a 9-game schedule. And I know, Mike, you've been talking with some of your former teammates about this. What's the temperature on everything?
Well, excited about it, but, you know, one of these things, and I think Pat Smith, Rusty actually sent us this earlier, Pat Smith from over at Jocks over in Birmingham put out a list that this was the conversation a couple of years ago. And like, I don't think anybody's happy about it, which means that this was probably exactly what's going to happen. You know, I don't think no school would be happy about this list, but it makes sense because you can't just look at old SEC teams and think, oh, they're all just going to play each other. It's just not how it works with, you know, the expansion 13 years ago and the expansion a couple of years ago. So they've got Georgia playing Auburn, Florida, Kentucky. They've got Tennessee playing Alabama, South Carolina, Vanderbilt. They've got Florida playing Georgia, Oklahoma, South Carolina. You know, The list goes on, but eventually somebody's going to be not happy, and I think it's actually a very fair schedule when you look at the schools, the way the schools match up, so we'll see.
Nah, I don't like it. Alabama's makes sense. Arkansas's makes a lot of sense. Missouri, Ole Miss, Texas, that makes a lot of sense to me. Tennessee's makes less sense to me, except for Alabama. You know, like Texas makes sense to me. Arkansas, Oklahoma, A&M makes perfect sense. Florida's makes sense, but Oklahoma, there's not like why would you take LSU away from them? And LSU playing Bama and Ole Miss makes sense, but A&M, that one doesn't. I don't think. This is gonna sound such like a hypocritical weird statement. As a Florida fan, I'd love to get LSU off the schedule, but I think it's stupid if you take that away from college football fans. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep. Fair Foul Friday is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I think I'm going to hit that today. I got to make a trip with a buddy of mine up to the Kennesaw Ackworth area. Probably go up there and maybe take a stop off.
What's your go-to flavor, just real quick?
Garlic parm.
Good choice. W choice.
You're welcome.
I'm making everyone hungry already. All right, fair or foul, Raheem and Terry have at least had a conversation about moving Matthew Bergeron to right tackle. I know you guys are saying it's not going to happen, but have they had a conversation?
I'm going to say it's foul. I think it's been more of Raheem and Dwayne Ledford. I don't know that this is Terry's lane. I think it's I think Terry's conversation is, are you comfortable with the guys in the room? Not so much Matthew Bergeron, but I'm sure that there has been internal discussions one way or another. Yes.
I think it's foul. I think it's a fan media just thing that they came up. I don't think at any point where they're like, well, let's make the whole line just throw everything off. And you're plugging one guy in at right tackle as opposed to now you're taking a guy who's playing on the left side and for what 3 years in the NFL onto the right side. He's never played tackle in the NFL. I don't think in any way it's realistic. But
I
Mike
agree
would know
with you
more
about
than
it. It being unrealistic, but I will say if you were going to pick 8 right now to be active on game day, that might be. You might just say. I mean, we've talked about 2014 Minnesota a number of times. It just is what it is, man. It just is what it is.
Fair or foul? We will see Micah Parsons playing week one in a Cowboys jersey. However, I want to give you some evidence to think about. Exhibit A, we talked about Adam Schefter saying they're headed for a divorce yesterday.
Yes.
Exhibit B, this audio from Jerry Jones.
We wanted to send the details to the agent. The agent told us to up our ass. Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. We had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent, and the agent said, don't bother because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, we've got this deal resolved
all,
in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys.
First of all, how are we picking which words to bleep out here?
That's the worst. Dylan, did you do that edit? You didn't do that bleep job, did you?
I did not.
We picked stick and not ass.
Well, it was shove, but yes.
Shove, whatever.
That's the worst edit job I've ever heard. That's like the equivalent on TV where you hear the F bomb and then,
what?
And then you hear like the audio cut out.
I got tears coming up.
I believe the question was, will we see him week one?
Yeah.
I say that's fair. Yes, we will. He'll play week one for Dallas. This is gonna get resolved. I have never once thought that the Micah Parsons is going to be playing for a different team this year. Jerry is, Micah doesn't play, then he'll get fined, and then Jerry's going to franchise him at the end of the year because this will get even uglier. They're going to stick him, but
I think it's
that's
fair.
The worst edit,
I think it's fair. I think we'll see him. He's too competitive not to be on the field.
We have time for one more fair or foul. Hurston Waldrop will get a division title with the Braves before most businesses will let him rent a car. You gotta be 25.
How many years we got? 3, 4?
So he's 23.
We only got, okay. Dang, that was a tighter window than I thought.
March 1st, 2002 is his birthday.
Yeah, I'm gonna say fair. Yeah, look, with him in the fold, I don't know why, but he seems to be the anchor that I feel a lot better about the pitch rotation moving forward. I mean, we've only seen him 3 times, but you never know.
Bo?
Fair. Completely agree.
All right. Well, thank you both for participating in
Absolutely,
Fair
man.
Or Foul.
Always a pleasure.
Coming up, we got to make some room because we've got the one and only Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons.
Analyst
for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. He's going to get us ready for tonight's preseason finale. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Radio, 92.9 The Game. The morning shift rolls on. My name's Mike. That's Allie. He's Bo through a Zoom call because he is on the other side of the equipment out there in Dallas because the Atlanta Falcons are getting ready to take on the Dallas Cowboys in preseason action tonight. We're going to welcome in now Atlanta Falcons color analyst Dave Archer on the phone. And Dave, first of all, I think I need to apologize on behalf of the morning shift. It sounds like you were stuck on a plane next to Bo for like 2 hours yesterday on the tarmac, man. So that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Fortunately, there was a seat between us, so there was no, you know, wasn't anything like that. And then we had another young man who was an intern with the Falcons in their medical department that sat in the middle between us. So that was a buffer. I appreciate your concern, Mike. I appreciate that.
Does anybody give Bo like a lot of side eye when he starts just hoarding Uncrustables and just shoving them in his backpack? Is anybody just concerned?
Uncrustables, and then they have the little travel pack peanut M&Ms. I've never seen anybody go after those. It's unbelievable. I mean, his whole top of his bag is full of little peanut M&Ms. Yeah, it's good.
I love it. We do need to talk about the game tonight, Arch. Look, one of the conversations we are having is if you were in charge of this lineup, and I think we're going to learn a lot. Let me just put it this way. I think we're going to learn a lot, good or bad, when Elijah Wilkinson takes the field, if he is at the right tackle spot. Do you think that he is a guy that we will see play right tackle, or is it, hey, he's the starter, we don't want to risk it, maybe he just needs to sit on the sideline tonight?
I think he plays, Mike. I think he has to play. I think you got to continue to get him some snaps. I completely agree with what you're saying and the concerns. And I want to ask you, I've been excited to talk to you about your thoughts, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in our pregame show coming up tonight with you and Bo, and we dive into our crosstalk with us in the booth. But does Elijah Wilkerson, how much better does Elijah Wilkerson get, Mike, in your mind, with Chris Lindstrom lined up next to him?
I think it's a massive amount. And personally, Arch, and you've watched the tape just as much as I have, I've wondered about the communication between him and Joshua Gray when Joshua Gray was at left guard last week. It seemed like on the backside of some of these, you know, cutbacks on the wide zone, like maybe the communication was not there. But mm-hmm. Lindstrom does it at such an elite level that I don't think there's any way it could not get better. So I'll have my eyes peeled for that definitely tonight. And, you know, when you see Kyle Hinton possibly next to him, and kind of try to gauge that in terms of what we might see, you know, there in week one against Tampa.
Well, that's kind of what I'm hoping and leaning on, is that, you know, that we're going to see a pickup in his play. I think he's got the feet. He certainly looks like he's a guy that certainly could play out there. I think nobody knows this better than you do. Repetition makes you better. I think he's gotten some good reps in games. He's gotten some good reps in practice. I think there's also that uncertainty to a certain extent as to where you're going to play. And I know that he's played both sides, and now that if he potentially is at starting tackle, he's going to anchor in at one side. I don't know how much that helps as well as being able to say, okay, this is where I'm going to be. This is what I need to work on from a stance standpoint, a kick step standpoint, you know, that first step in the run game away, first step in the run game to me. That obviously changes, I would assume, right, Mike, depending on what side of the ball you're playing on and where you're playing.
I'm going to tell you right now, Arch, look, I'm getting bothered up here in the middle of the studio. If you want to really get into footwork and a live play, you and I will be able to get into that to much more in depth tonight on the pregame show. You're right. But, I mean, it's there's a lot of muscle memory. I said it earlier, Arch. I said, look, if you just think it's easy, I want you to go find a heavy punching bag, and I want you to hit it with your right hand or your dominant hand and then hit it with the left. And that's how different it feels to play left tackle or right tackle when you have to flip over. So it's not simple, and you're right. The muscle memory is everything when you're making that flip.
by the way, there's a guy that's about 300 pounds on the other side that's trying to do the same thing to you. So it makes it a little more complicated.
We are joined by former Falcons quarterback, now color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. RJ, is there one guy that kind of came into camp that has surprised you, and now you're kind of thinking he's solid, might get a roster spot?
You know, I think that, Allie, there's some guys that I think that there's a lot of guys like that that might fit the bill that you're talking about. I think that Natrone Brooks is a guy that I've always really liked, and I just felt like, okay, is he a little bit too light? Is he does he not have quite enough top-end speed? But he's overcome all of that because of his want to. And I think Natrone Brooks has played himself onto this football team. And I think that, I don't know that anybody necessarily saw that with the Kobe Bryants and the Clark Phillips of the world that were probably sitting in those spots to potentially take those backup corner spots. I think Natrone Brooks has shown his ability to play on special teams. We've seen it before. His dogged attitude playing on the outside, where he's going to come up and hit you at 175 pounds. But I think his technique is better. I think he's been better at covering. You're going to see him tonight, I think, guys. I think you're going to see Natrone Brooks used at nickel tonight. I think they're going to try to cross-train him some a little bit. I know he was working on Monday and Wednesday. He spent the individual period with the nickel group, and they moved D. Alford over, and he was working with the corner group. So I don't know how much that we'll see those guys cross-train, maybe get those guys out on the field and see if they like what they see and them playing in two different positions. I think you'll see Mike Ford, who's potentially a corner. He'll play some nickel, I think, potentially tonight as well. But Natrone Brooks is kind of a favorite of mine. And I don't think, and we've all been singing the praises, Casey Washington and what he did, Allie, in the offseason, to come in and be ready to go. You talk about a guy that's determined. I know you guys have had a chance to talk to him. When he speaks, I had a chance to watch him in a little breakout session with the media here a couple of days ago, and his thoughtful answers on questions. I mean, he'll hesitate for 3 or 4 seconds before he actually answers questions. This has really means something to him, and the effort that he put in to get ready to go, and then the efforts that he and Michael Penix working together last year, he looks like a smooth, confident athlete. Last year he looked stiff. He looked like he was concerned about he was doing the right things. I don't see that this year. He just looks fluid, and a guy looks like he's about ready to step in and maybe start making some plays. I kind of liken him a little bit to Russell Gage. Remember, Russell Gage comes in at LSU, and you thought, okay, just special teams player. Next thing you know, Russell's in there as the third wide receiver. All of a sudden, he gets a big contract. Now, it didn't work out for him because he got hurt when he went to Tampa, but he blossomed into this guy. So those are the two guys that my eyes go to.
Arch, you know, the running back situation, we know it's Bijan and Tyler, but we haven't seen Carlos Washington Jr. And then you have the guys that you've seen between Corbin, Carter, and Dotson. I feel like Carter might be leading it, but how do you see the kind of the situation at running back playing out?
Certainly know, Bo, that you can't go into the game against Tampa with two running backs. So who is ahead in that category? Certainly if you just look at their play on the field, Nathan Carter has been the most impressive of the three backs that have had a chance to play. Now, I say the three backs that have had a chance to play, Carlos Washington is a guy they really like. And I really thought this was a big year for Carlos Washington in that I think he is capable of being the number two back on this team behind Bijan Robinson if, in fact, you can't get Tyler Algier re-signed next year, because Tyler's going to command some money. If he stays healthy this year and has the kind of year we think he can have, he's going to be a guy that's going to be difficult to probably re-sign. So Carlos Washington, I thought this was a really good camp for him to kind of solidify that he might be that guy behind Bijan. He just hasn't been on the field. Now, I think he's close, and I think they like him a lot. Seeing how they kept four running backs last year, I think Washington is still in the mix to be the other back. So to me, it would be Robinson, Algier, Carter, and Carlos Washington would be that guy waiting in the wings to get healthy.
Arch, what
do you make of the Morgan Fox ordeal? And I say that because I think when he was signed, we all kind of looked at him and like, okay, this is a nice guy that can step into a starting role and, you know, if nothing else, adds good depth. But from what I've seen on tape and, you know, from all indications in terms of playing time and when he's been playing in these preseason games, I don't know that he's a roster lock as we sit here and talk today.
Mike, I couldn't agree with you more. I've got five locks on the defensive front right now on my sheet, and I've got the tentative kind of maybe on Morgan Fox, and I'm even kind of in that way about Kentavious Street too, to a certain extent. I don't know how you feel about those interior guys, Onyemata, Ororo, Dorless, Harrison. And I think QQ Graham has done enough where he's big enough to where he's going to potentially be one of those guys. And then you look at those other two guys, and Morgan Fox falls in that category. It's an enigma to me. I don't know where to go with him. I know they gave him a little bit of money, but I don't think it was anything significant from a guaranteed money standpoint that locks you into having to keep him. I know he's a good teammate and all that kind of stuff, but hey, that only goes so far. You're going to be able to get in and stop people, and I just haven't seen it.
Arch, you know, when you look at the wide receiver room, it feels pretty set. I think they only kept five last year, and Mooney, Hodge, London, and Ray Ray. But and Casey Washington, so I guess they kept six. I'm talking myself up here. But
is doing there a hell of a job, man. You're doing a really good job.
Hey, I don't know if you can hear me through the walls, but I've been trying to keep it quiet for you. But is there a chance they keep an extra guy like a David Sills?
Yeah, I think that right now, to me, London, Mooney, Ray May McLeod, Kadarrell Hodge, and Casey Washington are going to be on the football team. And so those are the five receivers that I'm looking at. So a sixth receiver is definitely in the offing. You just mentioned they kept six a year ago. I think Sills seems to be the guy. And you start looking kind of at body types. Okay, what body type could I replace Darnell Mooney with? Well, that's kind of become a little bit, you know, from a shorter quickness and top-end speed. Casey Washington and Ray McLeod kind of fall in that category. Kadarrell Hodge is kind of a do-everybody. So who's Drake London's kind of stunt double, if you will? I think David Sills has become that guy. And I think they've kind of fallen in love with Sills. His size is he's had a good camp. Now that leaves to me Chris Blair on the outside, and Chris Blair to me is he always seems to have a pretty good camp. I think this has been his best camp in his Atlanta Falcon. That's going to be difficult to let him go, but is he a guy that's not a big enough name and maybe flies under the radar that you're able to let him go and then you get him back on practice squad, or is he tired of that? You know, players, Mike will tell you, you know, players get tired of the same routine every time. You keep telling me that I'm going to be a part of the squad and you don't let me. You know, it doesn't work. So I'm going to go someplace else because I know I can play. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, Arch, I don't think there's any doubt, especially when you add a guy like David Sills just, you know, seemingly off the street and he kind of jumps in front of you. I think that's definitely something to keep an eye on as a frustration for Blair. And speaking of which, and you brought this up, Arch, we know it's not just about what these guys can do on the field, but it's who can clear waivers in week one and, you know, move to that practice squad. I you know, we've got just a minute here left, but I'm curious to get your thoughts. You were talking about Natron Brooks playing some nickel. If I told you that you had to sneak a couple of these guys through to the practice squad, and Clark Phillips is going to be part of this, but Clark Phillips, obviously a former draft pick, guy that's seen time, Kobe Bryant, who was, you know, heralded even though he was undrafted, and Lamar Jackson, who seems like he's having a good camp. Which one of those guys would you pick and say, man, I got to sneak this guy through to the practice squad? Because it actually might – you might try to do multiple of those guys.
Yeah, I think that you're probably going to – if you're going to slip a guy through, Lamar Jackson's probably the guy. Kobe Bryant, maybe, but I think Lamar's had a good enough camp where he should be on the team. In fact, I've got him a tentative roster spot. I think that the four corners to me, Mike, are A.J. and Mike, of course, your starters. And to me, corners three and four are Natron Brooks and Lamar Jackson. Now – how much does the ability of D Ford, if he can play corner and Mike Ford play corner, how much does that make some of the guys like you're talking about, Clark Phillips, Kobe Bryant, vulnerable? And then maybe not as a concern. You try to get him to practice squad, but if you don't get him there, it's not a concern because you're keeping Ford and Alford and they can both play corner. And these crossover guys like D'Angelo Malone and Mike Ford and you know, some of these guys that can play multiple positions and are also special teams mavens for you, that comes into play. And that's the uncertainty part of this, is trying to get things squared away on the roster.
Arch, real quick, you got a prediction for Farmageddon?
Well, what, prediction? Prediction pain. I'm predicting pain. Iowa State's going in there. We brought like the entire state of Iowa to Ireland. Ireland will never be the same because of how many people walking around with corn husks in their mouths are walking around. They're ready. Farmageddon. My guys are ready. Rocco Becht. What? Here we come. Iowa State, baby.
Arch, well, look, man, you rest up today because it doesn't sound like you're going to get much sleep after you guys get home from Dallas. You'll have to turn that TV on early for that matchup tomorrow, man, but it'll be good stuff. I'm glad that, you know, listen, I'm just glad that college football is back on air. So we'll get that all.
I hear you, man. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it, Arch. Always a good time.
Thanks, guys.
Him, man. He's got more insight than any of us, I can tell you that.
Yeah, thanks so much, Arch, for joining us. Sorry if Bo is being too loud next door to you. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Coming up, we do have the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Reach out to Dylan right now. Do you think Elijah Wilkinson should play tonight? And what's the three crossover games you want your school to have? Plus, we are always open to your Friday Night Lights shout-outs, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.